Well, thanks, David. It's great to be on. And this is such a serious issue right now. When you think the 2018 election is only 397 days away, I knew you'd
like
to hear that,
me.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
But you think about our whole democracy is formed on this simple idea that we wanted to be self-governing, right?
Right.
And we didn't want to have foreign governments influencing us. Well, now we've learned that $100,000 was spent in rubles for ads during the 2016 election. And we haven't seen those ads. We really want to see them. The public does. Intelligence officials have seen them. But we think they should be released to the public. And what our bill does, Senator Warner and I are working on this together. And
Democratic colleague Mark Warner, yeah.
Exactly. And so what it does, and we're looking at different thresholds that are actually lower than the one you gave. But what it does is it says, when these things happen, you've got to register them. You have to put them out publicly when you buy a political ad. Now, this is not about people posting cat videos if the cat talks about Donald Trump or Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
You're not worried about the cat video.
No. What this is about is paid political advertising, just like broadcast or radio has. So if I buy as a campaign a TV ad or I buy a radio ad, then it has to be publicly registered when the ad aired, who bought it,
well,
how
I'm
much
glad
they bought.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm really glad you brought up broadcasters, because are you basically saying that Facebook should be treated like a broadcaster? Is that where we are?
They should be treated that way for paid ads, right? Paid ads, not for just content people posting, not for news, but for paid ads.
I wonder if you're worried at all that this is a slippery slope if you start regulating parts of the internet. I mean, the internet and freedom of the internet is, it feels so democratic in many ways.
Yeah, that's what I was just waiting for that question. Because, of course, we are not regulating news postings. We are not regulating when you post your kid's birthday party or you decide you're mad about the energy policy about the Trump administration and you do a video yourself and you put it up. None of that will be regulated. These are paid ads. Paid ads, just like we see on TV when you see the disclaimer, I paid for this message. That's what we're talking about, paid ads. But there are 1.4 billion. A lot of things you see on Facebook or Twitter or Google that maybe you don't think are paid, they are paid ads. And I think that people have a right to know when we have elections where so much dark money is being spent undercover, that we have a right to know what's being spent. And we, as citizens, have a right to know that we're not being duped.
Did you say, I want to make sure I understand you correctly, did you say that some of the financial burden for paying for this new enforcement would be coming from the companies?
Well, of course. They are going to have to, and you know, I come from the state of Target. If they can find one shoe
Minnesota, we should say.
Okay, yeah, okay. If they can find, because of a SKU number, some shoe that's in Hawaii, you know, I think that these guys who are able in other elections in Germany to not have political ads, they have to, that because of their law in Germany that say you can't have Nazi political ads, right? They are able to, in the French election, because they have different laws, go through and make sure that certain things that violate the law aren't on there. They are able to do this in other countries. Why in the own country that they're based in can't they do this? To me, with all of the technology and all of the brilliance we have at these companies, they can do this. They can
right.
make sure that paid political ads, which is a subsection of the postings they have, that they don't violate our law. And all that we're asking them to do is register those political ads.